wine. I treated you like the hardest kind of whiskey. Tell you that I'm doing fine. You tell me all the time that you miss me. You never look before you cross. You're busy getting lost, looking for something you thought you saw. No one is there, you're alone and you're scared. And I suggest you get out of the road. We suggest you get out of the road.
Listening to the music of Anthony Novak from his debut album called One of Another. We're listening to the song Between You and Me. Anthony Novak is a guitarist and vocalist, and his debut album is being released at a party at Vanessi tonight at 9:30. Welcome, Anthony, to the Radio Cafe.
Hello, MC. It's good to be here.
Thank you. It's good to have you. So your music is, what would you call it? Country influenced, bluegrass, kind of a mix of genres.
Yeah, I'd say if I had to do it, I'd say folk, country with a tinge of orchestral instruments is definitely influenced, especially on this album. I tried to focus a lot on strings, viola, violin, cello, bass, a lot of that to kind of support everything else. So that was kind of the main focus with this album.
So you wrote all the music. You play the guitar and sing, but you've also got a bunch of other players on it.
Yeah. We got a bunch of local musicians that are in the Santa Fe area to come play. A lot of studio musicians. Because I came down here by myself, basically. A producer brought me down here, so I didn't really...
Where'd you come from? Where were you living?
I came from New York City, and I met this producer friend of mine, and he moved down here. And about a year later, he gave me a call, said, come down here. You know, I'll pay for everything. Let's do this. Let's do this for real. You know, get a good studio. You know, write a bunch of music. We get about 8 to 10 songs, and we'll get a bunch of musicians to play on it, and the best musicians to play on it. And it was a really, really good experience.
And you're pleased with the result?
Yo, very, very much so. Yeah, it was kind of my first, like, very professional, like, studio setting that I've had. A lot of, a lot of stuff before this, but really professionally done. And stuff. So it was excellent. Yeah, I couldn't be more pleased with how everything turned out. It was great. Everyone who plays on the album is just fantastic.
How did you get your start in music and guitar playing and songwriting? What's your story?
Well, I started playing when I was about 13, 14. My older sister, Amy, had a guitar, and I started playing around. And then started to take it a little more seriously around like 16, 17, started to get instructors, one in particularly that really led me in the right direction, really influenced me in the right way. And eventually ended up going to school for it, and then moved to New York to go to school for engineering. And while I was in New York for school, I was in a band too, and just getting more honed in on just writing, just trying to write good songs, good progressive songs that, came from me. And
did you have teachers who cultivated your songwriting creativity?
Yeah, absolutely. But I'd say most of it came from just experiences, just friends, family, a lot family-oriented, a lot of the songs. Still when I write to this day, I think of them, and I'm writing like kind of for them amongst anyone else.
Nice.
So, yeah.
So you are playing tonight at 9:30 at Vanessi's.
That's right.
It's a CD release party for your disc One of Another. So what do we expect of the show? Are you going to be playing? Are you going to be hanging out?
Yeah, hanging out, playing about probably two-thirds of the album that we can.
Do you have some of your musicians there with you?
Some of them that played on the album. A lot of new ones, though, that we found since the album that are just amazing. So it'll be a seven-piece, including my sister, actually. My sister is flying down from Minnesota. That's where I'm originally from.
Uh-huh.
And singing with me. She sang a lot on the album, did a lot of the harmony and stuff with me. So she'll be coming down for it. And so there's me, her, a violist, cellist, bass, and a drum. So
how have you found the musical scene here in Santa Fe?
It's interesting. It's taken me a while to sink my feet into it. I feel like the first 6 months. I've only been here about a little under a year and a half. But now that I'm starting to sink my feet into it, there's a huge community here that is really good. There's so many good musicians here. I feel like Santa Fe could use maybe a few more venues for musicians to play out, probably here and there.
Yeah.
But the musicians themselves, there's plenty of them. And most people that I've met that play music with seem to get it. Like they just get music pretty well.
Now, are you going to be playing live more once the album is out, or where do you go?
Yeah.
You got a disc, and then you
absolutely. Yeah, this is kind of the first big oomph for us and this project, and for me to release this, have a big show, and then after the holidays, come back and really try to hit the live scene harder here, Albuquerque, hopefully regionally, eventually by spring. Yeah, so this is kind of the first big like push for this, considering it just got done and stuff. So, yeah, we're really excited. It's gonna
be
good.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, keep your eyes peeled for Anthony Novak. He's a guitarist and vocalist, and once again, his debut album is called One of Another, and he's playing tonight, December 15th, at Vanessi here in Santa Fe at 9:30 in the evening. The website is anthonynovakmusic.com. Thank you so much for being with
us. Thank you, MC. Yeah, it was great.